Hello, my audio friends. It's been a long time. And I promised myself that I wouldn't let it get to September before I did my next audio boom. And it's August 31st. It is about a quarter past seven in the evening. And I'm just going to bring up the window a little bit. I'm going off to do groceries, like I do traditionally every Monday evening. Wow, I have so much to say, so much to catch up on. I don't even know where to start. But let me start by the most exciting thing that has happened to me. Last week, I finally went for my motorcycle license road test, and I did it on August 26th at around 11, about a quarter past 11, I guess, or so in the morning. And the whole process took about 45 minutes. And I can tell you, in retrospect, the most harrowing part of the exam was not the exam at all. It was getting the motorcycle to the exam. As you know, I've been working on modifying my my trailer to carry my V-Strom, my Suzuki V-Strom, and it was a bit tricky. It was a bit tricky because the roads aren't exactly the smoothest here in Montreal. And so the bike kept bouncing around, and the straps that I had tied it down to the trailer kept loosening up. So I must have stopped. I think it was about 17 kilometers to where I was going to go to the office to do the road test. And I must have stopped about five times on the way there. So roughly every 3 or 4 kilometers or so, I had to pull over because the bike was starting to lean. And I had to straighten it out. They were ratchet straps, so I would just need to ratchet them up and tighten them up. So needless to say, I passed with pretty much flying colors. I just had a little hiccup, but nothing too devastating. And I was it was actually funny. It was almost anticlimactic because I kept thinking to myself, and I'm sure some of you who anticipate things in life will understand what I'm getting at. But even when I was setting up my trailer and everything and doing some work on the trailer and fixing things up, I would put a tool away, and I was, or let's say right now my garage is a mess, there's tools scattered everywhere. So as I was working on different things, and you know, I'd pick up a tool, use it, and just kind of put it down and say to myself, okay, you know what, I'm going to clean this place up after I've done the test, which would have been the evening of the 27th. But I had other thoughts and ended up going for a ride on the motorcycle. So in fact, I haven't really cleaned up the garage at all since. And I'm not letting a whole week go by. So probably tomorrow evening or maybe even tonight, I might do a little bit of decluttering. Anyway, but that's not the point. The point I wanted to say, where are we at here? Because I don't know how, what I got, 4 minutes. Okay. Is it? Yeah. So, I hope you can hear me because I've got my phone up on my dashboard. I don't know how clear this is going to be. I guess I'll listen to it when I get home. Or maybe I'll listen to it when I get to the grocery store. And if it doesn't sound right, I'll hold the phone in my hand, which is a kind of a big no-no now here. But yeah, I'll hold the phone in my hand and redo the audio boom. So where was I? I'm sorry. I'm all over the map. Yes, so I was putting away tools, or more or less just throwing them on my workbench. And I was thinking to myself, the next time I put that tool away, I will have done the course. I will have passed. I was so nervous that everything was sort of calculated in before and after I would pass my test. And it was kind of funny because once I had done my test and I did go in the garage because I brought home the motorcycle, brought it off the trailer, put it in the garage and did a few other things. And I noticed that I wasn't noticing any of these tools. And it was only after I had read my journal from maybe a week ago or so. I think I wrote it on Sunday night or Monday night of last week. And I wrote how I was thinking that the next time I pick up this tool or the next time I go to this particular spot in my workshop, I will have done the test. This is to testify how nervous I was. And yet, afterwards, nothing. Well, I wouldn't say, yeah, really nothing. I really didn't notice the tools. I didn't notice anything. There was no before and after. It was kind of, like I said, anticlimactic a little bit. I mean, I'm happy beyond belief, relieved as well, but I'm happy beyond belief that I now have what is termed here in Quebec, my 6A, that's the letter A, 6A motorcycle endorsement, which means that I can ride any size motorcycle that I please. From a lowly 125 scooter, maybe one day, if I can afford one, to the most potent liter bike or even a 1600 cc, you know, cruiser one day, if as I get older, if I decide to go to a cruiser or something. So I'm just really, really happy that that things worked out the way they did. And I want to thank everybody out there who's always supported me, who's listened to me drone on about this for over a year now. The process started back in May of 2014 with an email that I sent to the driving school to inquire about the cost and the schedule for the classes. And I think it was May. And then I ended up going to the classes in July, I think it was. July 8th, if I'm not mistaken. And then I wrote my knowledge test in August. And then I had to wait 30 days after the knowledge test to go and begin my closed circuit, which I did in September over the span of 2 weekends. And then I think after that weekend, the following week, I went 2 consecutive back-to-back days and we went for our 4 hours on the road with the instructor. And then I did the closed circuit test on September 25th, which I passed with flying colors, which gave me my probationary license for 11 months that basically allowed me to ride a motorcycle, but I had to be accompanied, if you remember, by another motorcyclist who had had their license for more than a year, or no, for more than 2 years. So, yeah, those 11 months kind of dragged on, as you can well imagine. Obviously, the winter, when the winter came, I really didn't even think about it. And when all was said and done, the summer came, and the summer kind of went, and I found myself in August, obviously still in summer, but as August went on, you know, what I originally started as months boiled down to weeks, and then boiled down to days, and then I did the test August 26th and passed. Anyway, thank you again. Thank you for listening. And have a good one. I'll come back another day.